Hello, this is Simon Mayo. A rare appearance from Mark Kermode at the start of the week allows us to offer you an extra film podcast. Flushed by his BAFTA predictions triumph, Dr. Kermode joined me on the phone to discuss Sunday night's awards and to update his Oscar tips.
This is a download from the BBC. To download other programmes or for more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.
Let's bring in the good doctor, Mark Kermode, who has a few things to say about the BAFTAs last night, because he's been going on and on and on about how, and let's give credit where it's due, he got 6 out of 6 predictions right. Mark, good afternoon.
Hello, I'm now referring to myself as Smug Dog Billionaire from now on. 6 out of 6. I was very pleased about that. If you were Wittertainment Twittering, you would know that I was asked to choose best film, best director, best actor, best actress, best British film, and rising star. And I think it's what you call a royal flush, a full house. A Watson accumulator, as it's now been known in the Kermode household. So yes, I'm very pleased indeed.
Yeah, it was pretty good. A number of people, in responding to your 6 out of 6 clean sweep, Mark, have said they were actually quite easy to predict this year.
Oh, I see. Fine. Well, it's very easy after the results have come out to say, oh, they were easy to predict. I noticed that nobody else was doing it beforehand, Simon. I mean, for example, if I asked you for your prediction beforehand, you just looked completely blank and said, that's your job.
Yeah, well, absolutely right. Well, let's focus on the ones that I think probably, as soon as you got them right, people thinking, aye, we might be on to a winner here. And that is the best British film, which there was some dispute and argument, and also the Rising Star Award. Just tell us why you ended up with Man on Wire and Noel Clarke for those.
Well, look, the best British film is interesting because there's this wonder about whether or not if something wins best British film, would it therefore go on to win best film if it was in the best film category? Because as you know, in the best British film category, Slumdog Millionaire was actually beaten by Man on Wire. But Slumdog Millionaire then went on to win Best Film. And the simple reason for that is that, in a way, in judging the best British film, the jury are kind of looking for something slightly different. And I just had a feeling, I mean, I absolutely loved Man on Wire, which is a documentary about this Frenchman, Philippe Petit, who tightrope walked between the Twin Towers in New York. I just had a feeling that that was the kind of thing that would appeal in the best British film category, despite the fact that it was up against Slumdog Millionaire. In the case of Noel Clarke, there was an article in Variety a couple of weeks ago that said that Michael Cera was the clear, obvious favourite to win that because he was the guy whose movies had the most box office. But, you know, Noel Clarke's been on our programme quite a few times, and I think you'd agree with me. I think he's very, very charismatic, and he is somebody who's on the brink of great things. And, you know, my instincts were just right in those two. I was very proud of predicting those two.
No, and I think they were the ones that make people sit up and take notice. I do think I've got a couple of replies back, because once I put up your predictions up on the Twitter thing, that people did try and get an accumulator. Obviously, we don't advise and encourage this. People did try and get an accumulator bet on and were turned down. So those people trying to say, you know, I'd like a run of 6 and I want to put some money on, they were told that they couldn't do that. So maybe you didn't lose any money anyway.
No, but as you know, Simon, as a matter of principle, I don't bet at all, because the only time I did bet, I didn't lose. I just won very, very badly. And that taught me a very good lesson, which is, you know, never do it. Only make the predictions, but never actually do the betting. But, you know, I thought it was I was really pleased with the BAFTA results last night. I was just thrilled that Slumdog Millionaire did as well as it did and got, you know, 7 of its, including Best Film and Best Director. It was good to see Mickey Rourke get up and get Best Actor and do the standard Mickey Rourke thing about he was on the stage for 10 seconds, he said a couple of things that were completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
And he did that. He had that fantastic look about him that it must take a really long time to look that dishevelled and unprepared.
And I think, yes, and that's when the BBC realised that they'd made exactly the right decision in putting that delay, and Jonathan Ross had a good comeback saying that he's going to be banned for the next 3 months. But overall, a fine ceremony. Were you texting actually from inside the building, or did you go out to text?
No, I only texted you from before we went in, Simon. I can't, you know, I mean, you know what me and technology. I mean, no, but what happened was you texted me and said, tell me your Twitter predictions, and I did do that. And then after that, I had to turn my... I'm one of the people who turns their mobile phones off when these things are happening. I understand that it is possible to do something else, but I wouldn't know where to begin.
Now, where does that leave Oscar discussion? Or is it already decided because the votes have been counted?
No, it's not. The voting still has to happen. I think what's going to happen... OK, Oscar predictions time, here we go. we did this before the BAFTAs, and I'm pretty much standing by my original decisions.
Right, so these are you're going to do them now, are you?
Yeah, you're asking me.
Okay, well, I'm all unaware and I'm prepared. Off you go.
Okay, I think best film, Slumdog Millionaire. Best director, I tell you, you're going to have to give me a week for this, because I still think it's neck and neck between Danny Boyle and David Fincher. I still think Angelina Jolie may have a possibility of pulling ahead of Kate Winslet for Best Actress. Best Actor is definitely Mickey Rourke. Best Supporting Actress, I'm still holding out for Marisa Tomei. Best Supporting Actor, definitely Heath Ledger. And, you know, what I'll do is, I'll tell you, by Friday, I'll give you a definite on those two that I'm ambivalent about, okay?
Well, how will you work that one out?
Well, I'll apply my miraculous brain to it, and the right answer will come out.
Mark, thanks very much indeed. And how unbearable are you being, by the way, today?
How what?
How unbearable are you being?
Oh, I'm being hideously unbearable. As I said, I am from now on. A smug dog millionaire is my new name.
And that was the extremely big-headed Dr. Kermode. But hey, if you get 6 out of 6 right on the predictions front, you're entitled to be just a little boastful.
Thanks for downloading from the BBC. To find other downloads or more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.